Frank Warren might be the most trusted man in America. The founder of the blog Post Secret, Frank receives thousands of anonymous secrets via postcard every week. What started as a community art project has become a worldwide phenomenon, bringing in secrets ranging from embarrassing hobbies and adolescent longings for acceptance to the darkest memories of abuse, broken hearts, and betrayal. Today, Frank gives talks across the country, often speaking to teenagers in college and high school, who provide a lot of Frank's material. Here's a taste of the secrets he reads every day.
I don't want to admit I'm gay, because I still dream of being president.
I fake phone conversations when I don't want to talk to people in public.
While others pray at church, I bow my head and think about the TV shows I plan on watching.
I'm hoping to find secret love notes from you buried in my locker when I clean it out.
Today I made a list of fears. It wasn't as long as I thought it would be.
Frank told Anne Strangechamps why strangers are so willing to share their secrets with him.
I think the reasons are as varied as the secrets themselves. I think some people just want to share a funny story or write down something about a sexual taboo. But some of the postcards I get have artwork that is so painstakingly created, or the secret itself is worded like poetry or a song. And I think for them, there's a deeper reason. Maybe there's a search for a greater sense of authenticity or for grace or to try and forgive someone who's no longer in their life. I think also, too, the very act of sharing a secret on a postcard or with a friend is transformative and it can change who you are.
Whenever I finish a good book, I eat the last page.
I used to pee into snowballs when I threw them at my friends.
As a kid, I thought I was half robot.
I'm an only child, and when I was 4, I had 7 imaginary playmates named Meanie, Mikkel, Miro, Poop, Peep, Hernoff, the gardener, and Mrs. Deedee, retired school teacher. Now I'm 18 and going off to college. They're coming with me. I hope my roommate doesn't mind the crowd.
Do you think people would have the same response if you just started a website and encouraged people to email their secrets? I mean, how important is the postcard form?
There's something very meaningful about physically putting a secret on a postcard using your own words and then physically letting that go to somebody who you'll never meet.
We've been talking a lot in this hour about teenagers, and I know you compiled one whole book of postcards just from teenagers and college students. Did you notice anything about this particular age group's secrets?
Well, the second post-secret book is called My Secret, and it is a book composed primarily of secrets from people in high school and college. And when I composed that book and arranged the secrets, I was really trying to create the book that I wish I had had when I was in high school and feeling at times lonely, or in college and feeling at times without direction. And I think sometimes when those secrets can be shared as a collection and a young person looks through those postcards, it can allow them to feel maybe not that anyone else has their exact secret, but that other people have secrets too, and everyone is carrying a burden. And I think when you make that realization, it allows you to feel less alone with whatever it is your secret might be.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think is most notoriously difficult about the teenage years are those feelings of alienation and isolation, you know, the feeling that you're the only one in the world with your particular feelings or your particular secret. Have you ever talked with kids who've read My Secret, and what have they said about it?
I have, and sometimes parents come to these talks too, and there'll be a mom and a daughter or a father and a son, and they'll talk about the experience of going through that book and how when you read dozens and sometimes hundreds of these authentic secrets, it allows you not just to feel more comfortable with your own, but actually to share them with the people who are close to you. And sometimes I hear stories of parents who will look through a child's diary to try and understand their inner life. And the secrets of their son or daughter. But I always recommend, if you want to find out your child's secrets, the best way to do it is to tell them one of your own true secrets.
I'm afraid life won't be as exciting as I want it to be.
I trashed my parents' house when they were out of town so my mom would think I had friends.
I just wish someone could understand what I'm trying to say.
I just want to be part of something. Anything.
You're so evil. And I'm so good. I'll make it up to you someday.
Are there any particular secrets you've received from teenagers that have really stuck with you?
Yeah, I think the most poignant ones for me come from young people describing burdens or experiences that no young person should have to carry. And there's one in the second book, My Secret, that I received from a young girl who wrote, "When my friends joke around about how pissed off they are at their moms, I go along with them, but truly, I'd give my right arm just to have my mom still alive." And on the postcard, she had a picture of an arm, a right arm, next to an artificial limb.
You know, I think one of the hardest things for you must be reading all these people's secrets, receiving so much pain, and not really being able to reach out and, you know, give somebody a hug, tell them they're not alone.
Yeah, almost all the postcards come anonymously, so people, you know, it's impossible to contact the person even if I wanted to. But I think in a lot of ways, people don't want contact. They like the process of putting their secret on a card and then releasing it to someone who they'll never see and never hear back from, and they won't be judged. And I think when these postcards, almost each one with a piece of artwork on it, extraordinary artwork, come together as a collection, it allows us as a community to kind of get a peek into this hidden landscape of the parts of our lives that we don't talk about and don't share. And when it comes to young people especially, I think it can be very educational to parents and adults to see kind of this topography that adolescents are inhabiting on their own terms in their own way without adults around. And I think in this culture especially, with online possibilities, there's so much more that young people are able to do and go and see than previous generations. And I think PostSecret can act as kind of a window into that landscape.
Do you think there's something sad about your project?
Yeah, I do. But I also think there's something hopeful, and there's something sexual, and there's something optimistic and confusing. And I think every emotion that we can have, they're all reflected in the secrets I get. There's one secret I talk about. This was a postcard that came to my mailbox made out of a helium balloon that was deflated. And at the top it said, "It's a boy." And the person had written this secret on that. "When we decided to keep you, your life wasn't the only one saved." And so there's an example of a secret that really, I think, shows the hopeful nature of the project. At the same time, every time I travel, in fact, I've got this postcard with me right now. I always carry this postcard with me because it reminds me to always treat the people I meet during my travels with the respect and dignity that we all deserve. And like so many of the postcards, if you're really open to it, at the core, there's this kernel of experience or wisdom that I think we can learn from. This postcard has 6 rush stickers from an airport baggage handler on the face of it. And the secret reads, "You called me an idiot, so I sent your bags to the wrong destination. Whoops, I guess you were right."
Frank Warren is the founder of the blog PostSecret and has compiled several books of secrets, including A Lifetime of Secrets and My Secret. Anne Strangchamp spoke with him.